Many of us would like to play jazz guitar, but we wish someone would simplify it so we can understand the instrument and the music better. There is hope for those who don't have the real cash to pay for a master class. ArtistWorks' new online jazz guitar school with Chuck Loeb is a revolutionary way for anyone, beginner to seasoned vet, to learn jazz guitar in a whole new way. I sat down with Chuck Loeb recently to find out more about his latest adventure. Joining us on the WBGO Journal is jazz guitarist Chuck Loeb. Of course, not just jazz. He has a number of different genres that he plays for, Grammy Award-nominated jazz guitars. Chuck, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here, Doug. Thank you.
You've started something very new and very exciting when it comes to teaching people how to play this wonderful instrument. Tell us about the origin of having ArtistWorks getting involved, a jazz guitar school.
Yeah, it came out of my relationship with two very dear friends, Nathan East, my co-band member in the group 4Play, and John Patitucci, my dear old friend for many years and neighbor. They've both been involved in ArtistWorks for quite a while, and Nathan introduced me to the Butlers, who are the owners of the company. And it sounded like a great thing. I've been looking for a format to get back into teaching for quite a while. And with this ArtistWorks format and the Jazz Guitar School, I really feel as though I've found one that works. It really works for me and works for the students. So I'm excited about it.
We find that a number of people have learned how to do things by simply watching videos on YouTube. That kind of give you the whole idea of doing this?
Yeah. The thing is, I have a daughter who's a singer and a guitarist, and I've watched her, although she, you know, she's worked with me to learn, but I've watched her utilize the internet and YouTube to great effect and really learn quite a few things. I mean, she showed me how to get stuff I need from that format. And, you know, the thing is, as a traveling musician, I'm on the road a lot. I'm a producer, so I do have a lot of time in the studio. And to find a way to teach regularly was very difficult for many years. I used to teach, you know, when I first started out after I left Stan Getz's group, I went back to living in the city, and I taught a little bit then. But since then, which was near, you know, like 1980, 81, I haven't really been able to find the way to do it. And ArtistWorks presents the possibility of having, you know, this sounds like a cliche, but it really is true, a virtual worldwide classroom. And the great thing about that is, as wonderful it is as it is to be a teacher in a campus at William Patterson or at Berkeley, you're in one place. And with ArtistWorks, my students are as far-flung as in Asia and Africa and Europe and South America and, of course, across the United States. So you have this virtual classroom that we're in, and it really they've, in a brilliant way, set it up so that it really works. And the thing is, it's set up in a very almost social media kind of way, and it's very easy. And, you know, people are used to that now with the advent of Facebook and Twitter and all that. So the way that I can interact with students, rather than some people do Skype lessons where you're on with one student for 45 minutes, the way this works is more like a big classroom. And so the lessons are like lectures. They're there. The students can study them at their leisure when they have time, no matter where they are when they do it. And if they have something that they'd like to work on in particular, we have something called the video exchange. And this is the key element to ArtistWorks. They simply get their iPhone or their iPad or their computer out and make a little video. They play for me. It's, you know, I've seen many of these now because I've been doing it for the last almost a month now. And they make a little video and say, well, Chuck, I'm working on X, Y, or Z. They play it for me. They ask me a question about it, tell me a little bit about what they're working on. And at the end of the week or during some point during the week, I have, you know, some of these 10, 12, 15 built up. I try not to let it go too long, and I respond. I have a nice setup. They set me up in my studio at home with an HD camera system, with a monitor and everything, and I respond. I say, well, John, if you're playing that particular chord progression and you want to play through it using a pattern from, you know, the scale pattern 1, 2, 3, 5, I'm just giving an example, try this, and I'll show them, You know, I talk about the geography of the guitar, knowing the geography of the neck.
The first position, we're going to use the key of F, which starts on the first fret of the sixth string, right? Position one. Now, if I continue up as far as I can go with that position, it takes me from there to there. So that covers the notes in the key of F in this entire area.
So I'll show them my approach and how they may improve on it. It could have to do with how they're doing that. It could have to do with their technique or the rhythm, whether they're using the metronome properly, whether you're using the material. But we have a bunch of great play-along tracks, actually. One set of play-alongs is a pretty amazing band with John Patitucci and Brian Dunn and Andy Ezrin, great guys, and they have access to those kind of materials. So I respond. Then this exchange between the question and the and myself exists online, not just for that student, but it's as though he raised his hand in a class, got up in front of all the students that are watching, asked the question, and then my response as well is in that same format. So it becomes sort of a de facto part of the curriculum in and of itself. So you've got the written curriculum that's there, and so all these videos, but then there's a list of topics, video exchanges, where students can say, oh, well, he had a question about that. That might answer my question, or might, by watching it, spur a new question. And it's a pretty ingenious way. So there is personal contact, but it's in this day and age, as we're all used to, the attention span isn't so great. You know, you do it when you want, and you make it nice and short and brief. They call them bite-sized lessons.
On demand, basically, right?
Yeah.
Basically. We're speaking with Chuck Loeb here on the WBGO Journal. When it comes to the demand, how many people want to be a jazz guitarist these days?
Well, you'd be surprised. I was last night on something on internet, one of these internet TV shows, and being interviewed, and they said they had 2,000 listeners tune in for the. I didn't really know what to expect, and the questions were just amazing. They were all about jazz guitar. Some of it, in particular, they were fans of my kind of music. They were asking me how I get my sound or how this certain group got formed and all that. But the interest is there, and you know, I think that some of the teachers, I'm not sure of the exact numbers, but some of them have up to 1,000 students. And I'm just rolling out, so we've got a few hundred, and it's building every week.
What's been the toughest question for you so far?
You know what? The toughest question was one of the simplest ones. Because, you know, when I'm talking about things, you have to assume that there's a certain level of understanding of the basics of music. And some of the students are beginners because they're just fans of mine. They see that it's an opportunity for us to interact, and they sign up, and they don't really have much of a grasp of the theory. So I teach positions for a major scale. And it seemed obvious to me that where it began was the key you were in, but they didn't get that right away. So explaining that the key was inherent in the notes that were being played was a little more difficult than I thought.
And so does it matter to you what level people are at? You're okay with having novice all the way to somebody that you can really talk about how to play that guitar?
Yes. I wasn't sure about that. But that's the good thing about this format. The lessons are set up, and David Butler, who is the founder, along with his wife Patricia, is a jazz guitarist. And the lessons are set up with, you know, the general beginner, intermediate, and advanced levels. And when I was doing my recordings up at their studio in Napa, California, he drove home the fact that I have to, at some point, speak to the levels that are very much beginner students and make it really, really clear. And he said, if you can make me understand some of these concepts, then you're doing a good job. Even though he's a good player, but he looks at it as the first beginner student, and he always kept driving home the fact that not everybody's going to be ready for everything. The lessons as they progress, the intermediate and the advanced lessons, they're pretty heady. You know, you have to really be a jazz guitar player to really appreciate it. But the beginner lessons for me, every time I teach, it's a chance to go back and rediscover some of those basic elements, which are so important. So far, the video exchanges that I've had have been in a kind of a sweet spot. Guys that do play, they may not be, you know, out there gigging in, you know, at the Blue Note and traveling the world playing, but they know how to play a little bit. And it varies, but it's been a great exchange so far. I haven't run into, except for that one example that I gave you before, too much complete, you know, obliviousness to the general concepts.
True or false, Chuck? Jazz musicians have a tendency to want to give back and play or teach younger musicians. There's a little bit of a fraternity going on there that you might not see in some other genres of music.
Absolutely. In my experience, when I was coming up, I was the beneficiary of that exact thing from the great Jim Hall. I was 17 years old. Dennis Sandoli, who I was studying with in Philadelphia, I'm from this area, and I was traveling to Philadelphia to study with him, and I said to him, "Do you have a teacher in the New York area you could recommend?" And I certainly wasn't expecting Jim Hall to be his answer, but it was. And Jim took me on when I was quite young, and I don't think I was really quite ready for his level of mastery of the guitar, but he took me on, and it was a life-changing experience. And the blanket acceptance of me, of who I was, by Jim, and the encouragement he gave me has been, you know, kind of a guiding light for me. And it's not just him. It's so many guitar players I've run across in my career and other instruments, and I see the love with which they share their knowledge. And I would speak as a, you know, member of the community, the jazz community. We want this music to continue. We want to support, you know, the players that are coming up. You know, I remember being in Africa, and, it's in the news right now, in Nigeria, actually. I was in Lagos, Nigeria, and after the show, there was like a group of guitar players, and they were just hungry and thirsty to know a little bit about what they should do. And what a great opportunity, and it gives you such a good feeling. And again, when you do talk about the elements of what makes jazz guitar so great, you rediscover it. So it's a win-win, and certainly feels good, I'll tell you that.
What was the most fun for you in your career?
Well, it's really hard to pin down one thing. I've been a blessed soul in that I have gotten to play with so many great musicians in so many great settings. So it's a little bit hard to say, but I always remember two that I could point out that are pretty heady for me. I'll pick three. You know, being 22 years old and getting asked to play with Stan Getz was great. And I remember at one point I had been in the band for, let's say, a year or so. And I was on the bandstand, and he was playing a solo. And as he was playing, I was standing right next to him. I was comping along with him, really listening intently to what he was doing and jabbing chords in here and there. And you know, I think accompaniment is an underrated art. I love it. And at the end of his solo, he turned around to me while the pianist was playing and said, "Now that's what I call comping," and paid me that compliment. And that stood out as something that made me feel right proud, and especially coming from Stan, who was a tough critic, tough customer, but a great musician, you know, so it really had a lot of weight to it. The next one I would say is I was in a band with the great Michael Brecker called Steps Ahead back in the 80s. We were on the road, and we made a beautiful couple of recordings together, and there was a weekend that we played at the Bottom Line, which was a club in New York City. It's no longer there. And the music reached a height that weekend for me that lives on as sort of the standard that I'd like to set for musical performance. Hearing Michael and playing next to him and the level of the band with Mike Mignieri and Victor Bailey, Peter Erskine, was just amazing. And the third one, just quickly, is I was asked 5 years ago to join the band Fourplay with Bob James and Nathan Easton, Harvey Mason. And sometimes when I'm out on that band, I feel as though I'm living in a dream because it's so much fun and such a high level of musicianship. And at one point, Bob James, who's an amazing arranger and producer himself, asked me to produce some stuff for his music. So being asked by a producer of that level to be a producer for him was a fond and wonderful memory and a lot of fun.
You have the guitar here. Would you be able to play anything for us?
I would love to. That'd be great, yeah. I don't have an amplifier, but it's got a fairly decent acoustic sound.
Okay.
Now, this is my baby. I endorse a company called Sadowski Guitars, made by Roger Sadowski over across the East River in Long Island City. And this is my LS-17 model. It's kind of, for you guitar buffs out there, it's a little bit like an L5. Can you hear that all right?
Yeah, sounds nice.
This is Darn That Dream.
Now you're sharing your great playing ability and knowledge with people from all different parts of the world and all different abilities and different ages. Those who want more information, what can they do?
There's a couple of different ways. You can go to artistworks.com and look for the Jazz Guitar School with Chuck Loeb. But an even easier way to find it is just chuckloebguitar.com. If you type that in, it will direct you directly to my school. And for those people that are listening and they aren't sure, there's a couple of free lessons that they can find right there, and they can see how it works by clicking on a link, and boom, you'll be watching one of the early lessons and see if it's going to be a good fit or not. I urge people to do it, and we have a lot of fun. There's a lot of banter up on the site, on the hub, and it's a nice community.
Chuck Loeb, we appreciate you not only sharing your knowledge and your ability with the jazz guitar, keeping this music alive, but we also thank you for joining us on the WBGO Journal.
Well, I'm a big fan of WBGO. I listen all the time, and thanks for keeping the music fresh and alive.